If you ask me, El Paso Community College has it figured out. Jazz at Sunset happens at this time of year when it's just starting to cool down a little bit in the evenings. And with me to talk about another great event are Ruben Gutierrez, jazz musician and EPCC music instructor, Marty Olivas, also jazz musician and YISD instructional specialist, and Benjamin Chavez, the event coordinator for EPCC's Jazz at Sunset. Tell us the when and the where.
Well, it'll be this coming Friday, September the 7th. We're going to start at 7 p.m. And there's going to be two groups. We're going to have kind of the Case Closed Quartet, which is actually myself, Marty. We got Ricky Malachi on drums and Eric Unsworth on bass. But we're going to go ahead and do something a little different this time around. We're going to add the one, the only, the incomparable,
the mystical
poker star,
the mystical man,
Mr. Billy Towns is going to be joining us.
Oh my gosh, he's so making an appearance.
Yes, he's going to actually. We're going to be sharing the stage, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to do something a little bit different this time around. In that you know, we all have our projects, and we've done original music, and so we're going to be doing a little bit of all our original music from our more recent albums. I'm like the one that needs to put out an album here now.
Yeah. But the pressure's
would be,
on.
Mine's would be the classic stuff. And then we have Marty's CD that came out last
year. No, it hasn't come out yet.
Oh, yeah, though we're still.
It's done,
yeah.
But it hasn't
we're
been
still
released
still
yet.
Cooking. Oh, gosh,
the case
yes.
Closed. And
yes.
Then Billy, of course, has his Alchemy CD, which just came out about a month ago.
And, yeah, that and a bunch more.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be featuring music, just all original material, all jazz from
that's gonna
all
be
three,
awesome.
Three albums.
We have Jorge's group also.
He's going to perform with some other two musicians.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're now you, Benjamin, you are the event coordinator. You are still a student in graphic design. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
But you're a drummer too.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so you couldn't go all professional. He had to keep some of the bad boy in there.
Yes.
Well, we didn't mention where this is. It's at the El Paso Community College Valle Verde campus, correct. Which is toward the Lower Valley, and. The Americana Language Village. Can you describe the setting for this event?
Well, we're outdoors.
Outdoors.
Yeah, outdoors. There's a very nice pavilion stage on the, would it be on the north side? Of the,
yes,
of
the north side.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right.
All
north
musicians
of the gym.
We're all directionally challenged
we're
here.
We just follow the mountain here. It's like, okay, there's a mountain, and yeah,
it's
on,
right, on the north side.
It's over on the Phoenix side, I guess, of the campus, right next to the gym.
What
can't
about
miss it,
lots of good grassy area?
Oh, yes.
I'm assuming
right,
you don't camp out on gravel and
by the baseball fields.
Okay, excellent. So there's grass.
Very nice. And then by 7 o'clock, I mean, it'll still be kind of light outside. I guess, but it's going to be some great weather.
Great. And what about parking?
Parking is pretty much just right over to the front of the building.
Correct.
They just have the student and student parking.
And they're going to have access to park as well because I spoke to security, so they shouldn't have any problems with that.
So okay. I mean, I think they usually require a decal, right?
They do.
But since this is already after hours, it's going to be a problem.
So this is people.
No tickets will be given.
All correct. Right.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Totally
yes.
Free. Now we're talking. Okay, it is free. Now, it is no alcohol.
Right.
But will there be any food or beverages for sale?
Yes, we're going to have a vendor. They're going to sell tripitas. They're going to sell nachos, all the works.
It's a good jazz food.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It is. Yes. Yes. You go home sated.
Especially at that time.
Excellent. All right. How many years has this been taking place now?
It's going to be our fourth year.
I'll tell you, coordinating events like these really, that is an art form. What have you learned in the course of doing this event?
I learn a lot, but the most thing that I'm afraid of is the rain.
Well,
hopefully it doesn't rain.
I hate to tell you, but you can't help that one.
Right.
Yeah, it does hit.
But we do have our contingency, right?
What's that?
Which is moving it into the cafeteria, if that's the
correct.
Case.
Okay, so
if
it starts
down,
to rain, you just follow the crowd.
You just move it inside. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. You have a place to have a plan B.
Yes.
So rain or
so
shine.
Rain or shine, we're going to
It's going to
we'll
happen.
Play.
What does it mean to you guys? I mean, Marty, you know, and Ruben, we were joking about the mystical Billy here. You are Billy, but you guys are too. I mean, you're the big guns in town as far as the jazz. What does this mean to you to have gigs like this that are connecting with the public, where it's not so much the nightclub stuff as it is,
you know,
family.
You know, this gig is very special because EPCC. Is really making a move. You know, they've got some fantastic instructors out there, And just the fact that they're having a little jazz festival out there.
Yeah.
To me, that's impressive. And last year we had a great crowd. The crowd was receptive. Of course, playing with Ruben and Eric and Ricky and Billy and hearing these guys come out and, you know, Jorge's group coming out and supporting this also. It's a nice event, you know. So mm-hmm. it takes us out of the club setting mm-hmm. and to an outdoor venue where the sound will be fantastic. God willingly, the weather, you know, I'm with you on that one.
It's going to be fine. I'll make sure.
Yeah. Make a call. You got to make a call,
okay,
all right?
Okay, delusions of adequacy over here.
But, you know, it's just a great event. And the fact that EPCC is supporting this, my hat's off. You know, congratulations.
Very nice. Very nice.
And a lot of great things that are going to be happening at EPCC. You're going to see.
Well, they have been. They have been happening.
Yeah, they have been.
Everything from the culinary center to this kind of an event is really super. So I thank you all for coming out here today. It's just a delight, and it's going to be a wonderful event. That's Jazz at Sunset at the Valle Verde campus, and that's Friday, next Friday, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Americana Language Village. You can just follow the crowd. It is free. Take your chairs and blankets. You can park close enough that it's a reasonable little stroll. There will be refreshments for sale, but no alcohol.
No beer. Okay.
No beer.
No beer,
Marty. Ni modo.
Afterwards, though, you guys can.
Okay, after.
Out.
After's Marty. Another story.
Right, okay. All right, <you're> Ruben.
My guests, Ruben Gutierrez and Marty Olivas, both jazz musicians. Ruben's with EPCC music instructor. Marty is a YISD instructional specialist. And then Benjamin Chavez, a student who is the event coordinator for Jazz at Sunset. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.